Thomas Dawes, Ruhr. Britons who settled in Canada after 1760 were disappointed to find that local beers were nothing like the ales and porters they were used to. And so, since imported brews were expensive, English immigrants like the Molson family began producing beers tailored to the tastes of their compatriots. In 1826, farmer and brewmaster Thomas Dawes... In 1826, farmer and brewmaster Thomas Dawes chose to settle on the banks of Lake St. Louis. In those days, Lachine was still a rural parish whose economy depended on agriculture, fur trade transport, and inland navigation. But the opening of the first Lachine Canal the previous year boded well for growth that Dawes predicted would surpass that of Montreal. The land Thomas Dawes bought, 26th to 29th Avenues, was not far from the mouth of the canal at 21st Avenue. Under the management of Thomas's sons James Powley I and Thomas Amos, and their sons and grandsons, the originally artisanal brewery became a modern industrial concern and the first of its kind in Canada while remaining a strictly family business for four generations. Believing that what was good for the brewery was good for Lachine, the Dawes family was active on all fronts. Municipal affairs, river and rail transport, telephone, telegraph and tramway services, as well as philanthropic efforts for St. Andrew's Church, the Lachine Rowing Club, Lachine General Hospital, and other causes. The Dawes family also played a key role in convincing the Dominion Bridge Company to locate in Lachine in 1882. Additional evidence of the family's importance to Lachine's economy is that in 1853, the rail link with the pier and the ferry terminus at 21st Avenue was moved further west to accommodate the brewery. Until 1922, the brewery was the mainstay of the Lachine community. Many of the local fields were devoted to growing barley and hops, and the pastures were filled with black percheron. These horses, which were used to transport barrels of beer, were the inspiration for the famous Black Horse brand.